This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to the latest coaching news and how it's going to affect your boy, Chris Richard, Adam Gase.
Going to the Jets. And I like the hire. I'm a big Adam Gase fan. I'm surprised the Jets.
Are you an Adam Gase fan because Peyton Manning loves them?
It helps. I mean,
I figured, why? There's got to be something. And then I remembered that Peyton Manning's in love with him.
Why wouldn't that make everybody Adam Gase fan? Like, if somebody who is a great quarterback thinks this guy's elite, I would tend to, agree with that. So, and then he goes to Miami, and that's a team that had no business being competitive, ever.
I agree.
And what were they? They were competitive. I mean, they were in the playoffs his first year. Then they lost Tannehill, and they didn't make the playoffs his second year. And then this year, they were in the fight for the postseason for most of the year, and they have no business being anywhere near there. So I think that it's going to be a good spot, at least for Sam Darnold. I don't know how he is going to be as a head coach in terms of everything else, but from a quarterback perspective, I'm just surprised that, Mike McCarthy wanted the job and they didn't want him. That kind of surprised me. Like, these are the Jets. Like, the Jets should be going for the safe guy, right? The Jets. They never make the right decision. So it doesn't really surprise me.
So you would have chosen McCarthy over Gase?
I don't know. Probably would have chosen McCarthy over Gase, but I think Gase is a good – I thought Gase was going to get a job regardless. I thought he would have gone to Green Bay.
I like that a team didn't follow the typical NFL pattern of saying, oh, well, you just got fired, so there's no possible way we can make you a head coach instantly.
Mm-hmm.
That's stupid. Like, everyone gets fired from jobs every single day. It doesn't mean they're banished in society and stuck in the unemployment line for the rest of their lives.
Right. Yeah, there's no penalty.
People get
sit out a year.
Fired from radio stations all the time in our field, and once they're allowed non-compete and all that contract BS to get another job, a lot of times they get another job. It's not like, oh, well, that means you can never be successful as a full-time employee again. Adam Gase is 23 and 25 in three seasons. With a bad quarterback situation, and I'm not crapping on Tannehill. I'm just saying Tannehill's availability helped make it a. Hey, do you remember Jay Cutler being there with Adam Gase?
Yeah,
Jay Cutler was there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they did not have a great situation, as you said. So I like the thought process of this guy doesn't have to be a bum just because he lost his job. Miami started as 3-0 last year, and then they stumbled to a 7-9 record. The offense ranked 31st in yards. ESPN reports that, like, Adam Gase and the owner, Stephen Ross, their relationship eroded towards the end of the year. Stephen Ross said, I didn't know Adam Gase had control of the 53-man roster, like kind of like a GM. And the owner said, hey, I want you to give that up. And Adam Gase said no. And at one point yelled at the owner, according to the Miami Herald. Adam Gase will not have control of the Jets roster. That's the way that they're going to set this up. But as you heard Boomer Esiason in the still running CBS Sports Minute here at Intercom, Sam Darnold was FaceTimed into some of the calls.
Oh, really?
Yep. Baker Mayfield, same thing with the Browns head coaching situation.
Okay, all right. I do not think that Adam Gase or any coach should have a ton of say over personnel.
Okay.
What
do you have a bigger problem with? A player having the input with the coach or the coach with the input on personnel, like as like the Bill Belichick, trying to think who else is kind of a coach GM?
Gruden.
Gruden, yes.
Oh, I have a much bigger problem with the player. Player has no business having a say in who his boss is. The coach.
You know, though, you do have to go to Aaron Rodgers and say, here's what we're thinking about doing. Not to say it's between these two, whoever you pick is the guy, but to let him in. Otherwise, it's disrespectful to me. You're just creating a fight for no reason.
I see what you're saying. I completely would never do that.
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is he's going to be a free agent in a year, and you are making a coaching decision. You think it's smart business, even if you're just fake stroking his ego, not to go to Peyton and say, hey, it's down between these two. What do you think? That would be freaking stupid, RJ, because then Peyton Manning is going to get all butthurt, as I would, and all sensitive and say, okay, fine. You guys don't think it's important to consult me or ask my opinion? Screw you. What I just told you is reality.
But I don't think it's important to consult the player. The player nobody gets to pick their own boss.
You just said you love Adam Gase because Peyton Manning liked him. Yes, advocated Adam Gase.
Correct. That doesn't mean I would consult having him as the, whether I think about him.
You just said you think it's important, Peyton's opinion.
I think it's important that, for Adam Gase's career when he's going using on his resume as a reference. I don't think you should ever ask an employee what he thinks about his boss, in terms of who he thinks his boss should be. I just don't believe that's the right. It's not their job. They're not qualified to do that.
But I told you, even if it's fake stroking the ego,
mm-hmm.
you're not taking into account that person's ego and Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Michael Jordan being asked versus a decision just being made without consulting them.
So
that's just stupid business.
I would just ask and not use their input at all.
Well, I would ask and then go back to them and say, Or when they gave me their opinion, if it was the opposite of what I thought, I'd say, okay, here's what we're thinking,
mm-hmm.
and this is why we feel like we should go with this one. And hopefully that player would not throw a hissy fit.
Right.
But
that comes to the problem. What if they throw the hissy
fit? Well, then you got a freaking problem on your hands. Because if you're in the NBA, where players can get coaches fired more easy, you're unemployed. If Dwight Howard didn't want Stan Van Gundy,
mm-hmm.
guess who's gone?
Well, they both got gone real quick.
But the player stays. So
yeah.
If you're the general manager and Peyton tells you, and then Peyton leaves because he's ticked off at you because you didn't listen to him, you have to make that decision.
But see, that then you open the box, right?
So I know.
If you ask,
but you open the box for Peyton Manning.
You don't. You don't open the box.
You don't open the box for Pat McAfee. You open the box for Peyton Manning, in my opinion.
Oh, the I like it.
No, I wasn't trying to make a joke. I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe I'm off. We had this discussion about Sean Lee and Jason Witten when it came to Dez and the whole snake stuff. I just think you are not living in reality if you don't think, yes, these guys pick the wrong person all the time. Michael Jordan, bad executive. Kobe Bryant, he wanted Byron Scott, I'm sure. Like, you just got to go to them, and that's part of the relationship game of, hey, what do you think? Because you're the basketball genius. You're the franchise. We should consult with you. Otherwise, if they get ticked off and leave, then you're unemployed yourself. You're jobless. But we can agree to disagree. Adam Gase is the new head coach of the New York Jets. And we also have the Browns. Man, Greg Williams out on the street.
Out of the street, poor
after
guy.
After putting up the best record in 12 years in Cleveland, he went 5-3, and Greg Williams relieved of his duties after who, Roy?
Hey, I'm sure he's very excited. Kitch! Freddie Kitchens, baby! Freddie Kitchens becomes the new head coach. Did you see the Mike McCarthy note on that as well?
No.
That they preferred Mike McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
But they had wanted Freddie Kitchens to stay on as the offensive coordinator. McCarthy said, nah. And they said, okay, I guess we're going to go with Kitch then.
But, John Dorsey is this very – Dane Brugler loves him. He's this very respected GM there. Mm-hmm. And look at what he's doing. He's doing a nice job.
Buddy boy.
Who's that?
That's the Dorsey.
Oh, yeah.
That was Baker Mayfield's impression of Dorsey. Let me tell you something, buddy boy.
I just don't like that setup. I don't like having to go in there and have your offensive coordinator picked for you when you're supposed to be the offensive mind.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Like, Mike McCarthy's specialty is offense.
Yeah, that's why he turned it down.
Yeah, you can't force.
Yeah, I don't like it from Dorsey's point of view.
Oh,
yeah.
That he would ask it.
That he would demand it.
Right.
He made that the prerequisite.
Same thing happened here. Like, Wade should have been able to pick his offensive coordinator.
Yes.
Not the other way around. That's not how you run a business. It's just crazy, like, that you pick for somebody else if that's going to be his job. Like, I get it. You pick the players. Like, the GM picks the players, even though there's probably some collaboration there. But, I mean, you should be able to pick your coaching staff. And, you know, I think what happened
with Frank Wright and Matt Eberflus, that's a rare thing. That's a rare thing that happened in Indianapolis. And props to Frank Wright for making that work.
You know, they're giving a lot of the credit to Baker's development to Freddie Kitchens. And not to the simple fact that he was the first pick in the draft and he was bound to improve anyway, right? I mean,
Fair point.
Now, here's the interesting thing about this one real quick. Of the 25 promotions from within since 1990, 14 of them lasted two or fewer years.
Whoa.
Okay? These are big names that stunk. The longest tenured coach was Mike Martz at 6 years. That was the longest tenured coach.
That was with a Hall of Fame roster.
But you've got Ben McAdoo, Dirk Cutter, Tom Sula, Hugh Jackson, Munchak, Jim Caldwell, Jim Mora, Bill Callahan, Dave Campo, Martz, Wonstadt. You go down the list. I mean, you got a billion guys here. Wade Phillips is on this list like three times. None of them did anything outside of Martz and Jim Caldwell, who happened to inherit Kurt Warner and Peyton Manning.
What we're seeing here is an organization give all the power to the quarterback.
Yeah.
So Sam Darnold was conferenced into the Adam Gase discussions. Baker Mayfield was conferenced in. Baker Mayfield loves this guy Kitchens. I listened to a bunch of sideline audio with them yesterday where, like, they're like two buddies BSing in the bar. Kingsbury. I'm sure it was, that was all about Josh Rosen. That's all it was about. So teams are saying, okay, we got the young quarterback, future of the franchise. We need his best friend. We need the person to go ahead and develop him. Now, to your Todd Haley point, under Haley, the former OC, Baker was 1-4 as a starter, completing 58% of his passes. Under Kitchens, 5-3, completing 68% of his passes, 19 touchdowns, 8 picks. Compared to 8 touchdowns and 6 picks before that.
Okay.
So they said, Kitchens is the key.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, people are texting in Jason Garrett. These are non-interim coaches. These are coaches who were not, like, Greg Williams wouldn't have counted on this list because he was given the interim tag. These were not interim guys.
And speaking of Greg, I mean, congrats to him because now he can finally take those multiple head coach and GM offers that he has around the NFL. He better get on it, though. Because in the last 72 hours, the number of coaching vacancies in the NFL has shrunk from 7 to 2.
Mm. This is the exact quote from Greg Williams that Roy's referencing. Since I left Buffalo, I had 11 letters to interview for head coach. 4 of them didn't even have to interview. Just show up and sign the contract. Didn't even have to interview. So there you go.
And why would he?
Stephen A. Smith went crazy on the Cardinals, who changed their Twitter handle to KARDINALS for Double K Kingsbury.
Oh, nice.
And Stephen A. went off on them. This guy, The Cardinals tweeted, "We thought you would be in a good mood since the Chargers activated Hunter Henry this week." Got him! Got him! The reference to Stephen A. screwing up the personnel in the Chargers-Chiefs game nonstop. So the Cardinals getting Stephen A. Smith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.